Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Arnie Filko and Roy Glapion, both on the committee for the Ninth Ward Stadium. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Appreciate you having us on, and so we can talk a little bit about this great project.
Thanks, Noel. So good to be on the show.
Welcome, Roy. Project is one of the projects listed in Proposition 2 of the bond referendum that folks will be voting on November the 15th. So let's talk about that financing and what it means.
Absolutely. First of all, just by way of background, Roy and I had a corporation called Ninth Ward Stadium. It's a nonprofit organization, and we've been working day in and day out for 6 years on this project. But the project actually goes back almost 17, 18 years to right after Katrina. So it's long overdue and going to be great. We have raised over the last several years, we have raised $12 million from a variety of sources. And a week from Saturday, Proposition 2, along with a couple other propositions, is on the ballot. And we are in that proposition. We're just a small piece of it. We're in there for $3 million for the Ninth Ward Stadium. And it's a $400 million plus project in total. And if it passes, it'll bring us up to $15 million. And at that level, we can build a really wonderful, high-quality facility for the benefit of all of the youth of New Orleans, and would break ground early next year and have this facility ready by 2027. So Prop 2 is really important if we want to get this done. And, you know, we're encouraging everybody, please cast a yes vote. The mayor is supportive of it, BGR, and pretty much everybody is supportive of Prop 2. You know, let's get it done and this project can come out of the ground.
Right. And it's you know, the mayor-elect is on board 100%. This has been a labor of love, need to say. I don't think either one of us thought that it would take this long, but it is what it is. And you can't think of anything better than supporting the children of New Orleans. Prop 2 is extremely important for us to finish the task at hand and really build a Class A stadium. And it is not a tax. It is not a tax on any of the citizens of New Orleans. I think that's it's very important that that's understood as well.
Yeah. No, just one more thing I want to add. This proposition, this bond referendum, has nothing to do whatsoever with the current budgetary issues people are reading about every day. Totally separate issue. And, you know, this is really to allow our mayor-elect and our new leadership to move forward on all of the necessary infrastructure that we've complained about, and that is part of the future of the city. So it's a wonderful proposition and very beneficial to everyone.
And the reason that there's no tax dollars needed is that this has a revenue stream that was long ago created for these very purposes that are reissued over and over again, right?
That's exactly correct. There's an existing millage that will cover debt service. These are 30-year bonds, and, you know, there's nothing tied with any new taxes, as Roy said, or new millages or anything. This is simply for the future of our community and to allow us to move forward with better streets and lights and, in our case, you know, what will be the nicest recreational facility built in decades in New Orleans.
And Newell, the voters and the people listening should clearly understand that, you know, we're talking about a promise that was made to kids a very, very long time ago. I mean, some of these kids who were thinking of this project and being able to play on this field have long since graduated from high school and or college. And the area that we're talking about, this would literally energize that area. I mean, Nora's doing some wonderful things out there with projects associated with housing and the like. But, I mean, you're talking about looking at a brand new stadium. You can see the lights from the interstate. And not only that, increase the hope of the kids associated with Carver and the city of New Orleans. We don't have a lot of stadiums. And, Arnie, you can expound on that. But, I mean, we're overusing the facilities that we have right now. So even though this is a Carver Stadium, it is not solely for the purpose of Carver High School.
I was going to say that I recall that the needs analysis and all of those other preliminary things that you do to make the case for this were done, and the results were overwhelming as it related to the need.
That's right. There was a feasibility study done several years ago. And look, we just in New Orleans, we have a lack of athletic venues. You know, if you go to communities in the Midwest, for example, every high school has a stadium and other facilities attached to it. We just don't do that in New Orleans. And all of our kids basically are playing in three or four venues. Many of them are several decades old. And this is going to be, a first-rate facility that everybody's going to want to participate in. And again, it is important to emphasize that the Carver's home field, they'll get some priority on scheduling. But the reason we're building this is going to be available for every New Orleans public high school and middle school. It'll accommodate certainly football, soccer, boys and girls, and some of the other emerging sports. And down the road, there's enough land, you know, that we also hope to build some other things. So this is a win-win for everybody from an economic standpoint, from a sports standpoint, youth development, et cetera. And, you know, again, from the voter's standpoint, because we don't want anybody to get confused, it's important you go out and vote. We're in early voting right now. And
Absolutely.
It's important you cast a yes vote on Prop 2, because it really will be a benefit for the city of New Orleans going forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, absolutely. And let's see, early voting is it's going on right now through this Saturday. So you still have an opportunity to vote. The remainder of this week and Saturday included. So if you have that chance, get out there and do it. Let us pivot for just a second, unless there's something else that y'all want to say about this topic.
No, I just really quickly, I just want to say I so appreciate all of our board members that have been working on this now for, again, 6 years. We're so close, Newell. I mean, we're literally, you know, we're not only inside the red zone, we're probably on the 3-yard line right now. And if the voters will support Prop 2, we will be done at least for this phase of fundraising and break ground and get people really excited about this project. So, you know, please, please vote yes on Prop 2 a week from Saturday or during early voting this week.
Absolutely.
Right. It's extremely important that you exercise your right to vote. But keep in mind with Prop 2 that this is a dream that has been promised to kids in the Ninth Ward. And we owe it to them to support as much as we can. The stadium will be built. But, you know, we're looking at building a Class A facility that can only enhance our community in the city of New Orleans, but a community that really still needs a lot of love and a lot of attention. And so please, I mean, it's always important to vote, right? Exercise your right to vote. But, I mean, this is extremely important as we move New Orleans forward.
And Prop 2 covers a lot of other stuff, too, right? I mean, there's a lot of critical infrastructure. Prop 2, I think, has, what, $415
yeah.
million, dollars,
yep.
if my memory serves me correct. For a lot of different specific projects, most of which are infrastructure like drainage, stormwater management, things of affordable housing, and a number of other issues as well. So just keep that in mind as well. All right, let me ask, you know, Arnie, to you, I hadn't talked in a while, and, you know, I've had you on the show many times to talk about Ukraine. What are you hearing at the present time?
Yeah, it's a really bad situation. I'm going to be honest. You know, almost every night now in the major cities of Ukraine, the Russians are bombing the energy infrastructure and civilian venues. It's the latter that's just heartbreaking. Hospitals, schools, churches, you name it. And it's not ending. In fact, it's getting worse day by day. You know, what they're trying to do on the energy is basically to take it down because winter is starting in that part of the world and it's getting cold. And, you know, it's just very cruel. I also, you know, there has been very little progress on the release of these kids that were kidnapped. You know, 20,000 Ukrainian youth were kidnapped by the Russians. It's a war crime. And so, you know, I'm encouraged that President Trump has taken some action here. I think the oil sanctions is important. We need to hurt Russia's economy, but we got to do more. We got to provide air defense systems like Israel has to Ukraine. We need to help our European brethren be able to do that as well. And we need to keep putting pressure on Putin because the only way we're going to get this madman to the table is to him to see that he's either not going to win this war or that Russia as a country is really going to hurt if he keeps going.
Why? I'm a little mystified as this total lack of coverage by the mainstream media. I mean, I literally have to go searching for up-to-date information of what's going on. I mean, just almost little to no reporting there.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just, I think it's the times we live in. It's the news cycle. People move on. You know, right now, it's today, the two news items are, you know, the government shutdown and the elections tonight. And people just have a short memory. But, you know, I keep, obviously, I'm involved with a great organization called Rosome, and we're on top of this every day. And, you know, the stories coming out of Ukraine, the deaths, the, you know, of innocent people every night, it's terrible. And we need to keep the world focused on this because, you know, unlike some other conflicts, I have to tell you, the world is pretty darn unified in support of Ukraine. And we need to keep leverage and points on Russia. It's the only way this is going to get resolved. I don't think either party is going to win a war militarily. Eventually, there's going to be a diplomatic solution, but it's got to be a fair one and a just one and a long-lasting one. And the only way we get there is for Russia to understand that they can't do this anymore, and they come to the table in with good hands. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed with President Trump at times because he goes back and forth on being tough and not being tough. We're dealing with a war criminal in Putin, and you got to deal, you know, by virtue of strength with somebody like that.
I'm a little stronger than what you're saying. I am totally disappointed with the on-again, off-again proposition that doesn't work well by any stretch of any imagination out there. People are losing their lives every day, and when they are intentionally hitting citizen targets, they've lost their mind. And, you know, it's one thing to battle another army, right? Another military power. It's something entirely different to intentionally target schools, hospitals, and residential complexes.
Noel, if I could interject, you know, Inez and I had the opportunity to be invited to a dinner that Arnie scheduled with two individuals who are from the Ukraine. And I can tell you, I mean, firsthand, and Arnie, obviously you can expound on this, when you hear firsthand the tragedy associated with what is going on over there, it just breaks your heart. And what America could really do and what America's actually doing. So, we get desensitized. We don't hear anything about what's going on. And then we forget about it as Americans. But I'm going to tell you something. When you hear that story firsthand and you hear people talk about the Russians coming in and saying, you have to leave your house. I'm not leaving. Well, you either leave or you're going to get shot. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And that's probably one of the easier stories. So it's unreal, unreal.
Well, we'll keep them in our prayers for sure. But I certainly wish that we would be more consistent in what we intend to do there. Every time, you know, Putin makes a promise, he breaks it. He doesn't
believe in promises. That's true.
So, you know.
And we keep believing he's telling the truth.
Yeah, what's the old adage? Fool me once, fool me twice. Right?
yeah, exactly.
I'm about done for sure. Well, guys, best of luck. I'm confident that this will pass, and you guys will be on your way to delivering an incredible facility for the young boys and girls in our community, something to look forward to. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Noel. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, folks, that's Arnie Philco and Roy Glapion on the Ninth Ward Stadium. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.